welcome to episode 33 of
Brutal Battle with my...
No, I'm just kidding. I won't say
and that. Welcome back. Welcome back to Brutal Battle.
You'll recognize that voice if you've ever seen Wanderlust, and he's talking to himself in the mirror.
Paul Rudd, that is. Paul Rudd. His character is, yes. Everyone go see it, because just that scene alone
yes. Makes the whole movie worth it.
Which you can tell a lot of it was improv'd.
Oh, yeah.
Very well.
With your... Lick it. Lick it.
So, we wanted to kick this off real quick. We haven't forgot about it.
What?
Hop knowledge.
I was about to say, are you dropping the hop knowledge on some faces?
Beep! That's the sound of hop knowledge dropping on you right now. So here we go.
I hope they realize we're purposely trying to be corny.
Yeah. It's right. Like hipsters, you know?
Yeah.
Corny is cool, stupid is cool,
yeah,
nerdy is cool type. Yeah, yeah, it's the hipster thing.
We're hipsters.
That's what we do, man.
That's not good.
So we're gonna start out with our hop knowledge. Our next hop we're going to talk about is called Agnes. And that one is actually from the Czech Republic.
I was about to say, what the hell is Agnes?
Yeah, it's not one I had ever heard of before.
Huh.
But is the Agnes hop from the Czech Republic. And the description is spicy and earthy.
Two things I like.
Okay,
and
great.
And women.
And two beers that they're used in that I found examples of. Korsendonk Agnes Triple.
What?
I've never had it, but apparently it exists. This one was a little harder to find for.
This one's fancy.
And actually Devil's Backbone Brewing out of Virginia or North Carolina, one of those. They're pale ale. Striped Bass Pale Ale. I actually have one in my beer fridge. It's pretty decent.
That's funny.
Rebecca likes it a lot more than I do, but that's pretty good.
I like a bunch of rednecks.
Got this here striped bass, man.
Striped bass pale ale. In case people have forgotten, we are still doing beer knife fight.
Yes.
You know, Kyle Harris had a good showing last time.
I've got my Chris
time.
Knife out. I'm stabbing people.
He's got his Chris
stabbing.
Knife out, stabbing. So the beer knife beer, that sounds weird, the beer knife beer, is in front of us already.
Beer knife beer.
But before we taste that real quick, we already teased, we're going to talk about some really good beers that we had recently.
Mm-hmm.
So Kyle, if you want to go first.
I don't really drink beer, so near zero. No, I'm just kidding. I have a little tiny story time. I got free ticket to the Orioles game this past Wednesday. I took a bunch of pre-mixed cocktail with me, which I made up, not pre-mixed like a mix. I made it. And I had a lot of whiskey, so by the time I got to the park, I was pretty drunk. And at Camden Yards, which I think is awesome, they serve good beer. This is
they
a
do.
New thing.
They have Flying Dog?
Yes, they have Flying Dog, and they have Loose Cannon.
Oh, they started carrying...
Heavy Seas.
Interesting side note, the Ironbirds, their AAA short season affiliate, they are now serving Loose Cannon at their stadium as well, so... Yeah.
Well, not only that, but one of my dad's neighbors works at the new, you know, I guess what that bar is called, the new bar that they
Dempsey's?
Built.
Dempsey's? Is it Dempsey's?
No. The bar that overlooks the field.
I have no idea. It's been a while since I've been there.
Anyway, so she bartends there, so she hooked us up. So I had a Raging Bitch and a Loose Cannon after having a lot of shots of whiskey in those cocktails, and I was... I'm glad I was in that state because we lost 11-0 to the damn Astros. It was
that was probably the worst game you could have called.
That was the worst game I've ever been to. I mean, the Astros hit a grand slam. I've never seen a grand slam before.
Real quick, for anyone who doesn't know, the Loose Cannon beer we're referring to is made by Heavy Seas out of Baltimore.
And
out of Baltimore.
Raging
I was going to say
Bitch.
Baltimore area, but Baltimore.
Yeah, Flying Dog, Raging Bitch.
Yes.
Exactly. Also Maryland. So those were delicious. I've obviously had them before, but they were really good. And then, should I save the other story for...
Yeah, save that story right there.
I've said my piece. We'll save it a bit.
So those are the good beers that Kyle has had recently.
Yes.
There is one beer that I know we both had recently that I wanted to talk about. It is The Dark Side of Oz by Duclaw.
I forgot about that.
That is actually a blend,
mm-hmm.
which it's a blend of their Oz Fractional IPA, which we've talked about on the show before, and their Bad Moon Porter.
Yep.
I don't know about you, but one, I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's like no porter-style beer I've ever had before, because it's like a porter, with its nice malty backbone and everything, but then it's got like this. It's got like a surprising hoppiness to it that I've never experienced in a porter before. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that way about
it? Yes, it was quite good. And I don't really love Oz or Bad Moon.
Right, but together.
But together it worked. Yeah. It really worked for me. I wonder if there's another step in the process that they don't release to the public.
Yeah,
I wonder if they just mix it together and serve it, or do they mix it together and then age it or do something else to it? I wonder.
I don't know. Well, it was interesting. The waitress that we had told us that it was a mistake that somehow like the Oz had leaked into some of the Bad Moon Porter, and then they were just like, oh, it's actually good. Which sounds like BS to me,
yeah.
Honestly.
BS.
Because I don't really know where in the brewing process that would actually happen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when would one beer leak into another beer?
Yeah, knowing what the brewing process is like, I don't think that's really
unless they're
plausible.
Like kegs.
So either the waitress was stupid, or they were told this.
Maybe when they were tapped, maybe some tap lines got... I don't know.
Yeah,
that
I don't
makes
know.
No sense.
It doesn't really make
sounds
sense
like
at
BS.
All. But I do want to, real quick, talk about one more beer. I had Alabama. My wife went down to Alabama, had a trip down there. And, of course, anytime she goes anywhere, I'm like, bring me as many beers back as you can, ones that I haven't had. So she brought me back, I think, like four different beers, one of which was outstanding. It's by Good People Brewing, which is the oldest legal brewery in Alabama, founded in 2008. I just thought that was hilarious. She told me, she's like, this is the oldest legal brewery in Alabama. And I looked and I was like, it says established in 2008. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. I guess they are pretty backwards down there with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they just, like a year or so ago, they just made it legal to homebrew. I mean, jeez. But Good People Brewing, she brought me their brown ale, which was, I mean, it was okay. I mean, a brown ale is a brown ale. It's kind of a throwaway style. But their IPA, oh, man, their IPA was really, really good. I was surprised. I was very happy with it. If she ever goes down that way again, I'm going to tell her to bring just that back because it is that good. So, Good People Brewing, A-okay. You guys are doing a great job. I'm glad you're the first legal brewery in Alabama because
yeah, really.
You're giving a good name to breweries down there. So,
and considering it took that long for them to open up a legal brewery, they probably, like, all the people of Alabama were probably chomping at the bit to open one. So, yeah, they probably got
well,
some
it's
good
fortunate
people down there.
It's fortunate that they're good then.
Yeah.
Because what if it was like they open up their first legal brewery and it's something like, I don't know, like Saranac or Shipyard?
Yeah.
And then people, well, I mean, people would probably still go for it because it's not macro.
True.
People would probably still be very pleased because, honestly, given the option, if I'm going to have, like, a macro or something like Shipyard or Saranac, I would take one of those because it's a micro, and they are slightly better.
Yeah, true.
So,
well, not Saranac White Ale. That's worse. that's worse
the White IPA.
White IPA.
Good God, that is
that's
terrible.
That's worse than the Pilsner throwdown thing we had.
I would rather get punched in my nutsack.
Yeah.
Then drink their white IPA.
Terrible.
Yeah, pretty bad. But hopefully there's a very nice beer in front of us for our beer knife fight. Let's go ahead and switch gears and do this.
Yes.
Orangish, amberish
orange.
Color.
I wouldn't say amber. Really. Definitely orange.
Yeah. Not much on the head.
No. Nope.
Pretty decent lacing, I'd say.
Yeah, some lacing. Very white head, actually.
Yeah, what head it has. It's got some...
Got a white head.
It's got some... I'm getting hops in that scent.
Hops? I get a little bit of cherry, which kind of surprised me.
Yes, I do get a little cherry. Get a little raisininess, which would lead me to believe it's kind of more of like a high alcohol beer.
Yep. Raisin,
maybe
cherry.
Like a double IPA type. Imperial IPA, maybe.
I don't know what this one is. If she's being very obvious and going back and forth, this would be a Kyle Norman beer.
Well, we'll
if
see.
If she's being completely random, then it might be.
You never know.
You never know.
She had asked me if that's how I wanted her to do it, and I said, no, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Like, it doesn't have to be back and forth, just whatever. There's
If it's one of mine, I might know.
It's definitely higher alcohol content for me. And really all I'm getting is kind of that...
The raisin?
You know, the raisiny, the cherry, the...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obvious a malt, hops.
Malt.
A little bit of maltiness there.
Mm-hmm.
Smells pretty decent.
Smells very good.
I mean, it does smell good.
You get a little bit of... Just a tiny bit of corn in the nose, too.
You get a little mango-iness to
mango,
it.
Yeah, mango.
Slight.
Juicy. It's got a juicy nose. Sweet.
Juicy.
All right.
Yeah, let's try it.
Bottoms up. Mmm. That's good.
Mm. It's falling a little flat compared to the nose flat? To me.
See, I don't get that. I think it's pretty much, that's pretty close for me.
I'm getting the bitter, like, actually kind of a pleasant bitter around the outsides of my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Appropriate
level of bitterness, I think.
This is a beer that I would say has good flavor.
Yes.
It's not like crazy flavor.
No.
You know, it's not like what I'm usually looking for when I really want like a ton of flavor, like a nice real citrusy IPA or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But it's got solid flavor, and it kind of leaves your palate neutral.
Yes.
In a good way when you're done drinking it.
I'd say the only place it's really lacking for me is a little bit of body.
Yeah, definitely.
A little bit of body.
Definitely. The body is kind of limp. Which is very surprising considering what the nose is like. The nose would indicate that it's a little more syrupy than it actually is.
I honestly don't know if this is one of mine or his. And I'm being dead honest there. I thought I knew what it was, but I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't... I get what you're saying. When you're saying you were getting a little bit of like a corn-type nose to it, I'm getting a little bit of like a corn-type flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real prominent, but it's there.
On the nose, and like when I smell it and I drink it right now, I almost get like a candy corn type thing going on.
I can see that.
Like the sweetness, I guess, is coming off with that.
This is probably
high fructose corn syrup type smell.
I can see this being like a double IPA style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is what kind of screams to me. Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, it's not.
I like it.
It's not amazing to me. It's not bad though.
Mm-mm.
Tough. Figure a number on that.
I got one. I got a number.
Okay. I think I know where I want to go with it. I'm going to go 4 on it.
Yeah. And you're going to go 4.
Kyle, where are you
going? I can guess your numbers. Pretty much on spot.
We've been spending too much time recording. Oh my God.
6.
Okay, I was going to 6.
Yep.
And Rebecca has given us her trusty piece of paper to tell us what she would like to give it. She gives it a 4.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's not a bad showing. That's actually a little bit better than the very first one.
Hmm.
So let me go ahead and reveal what this is.
I think I know what it is.
No, I don't think you do.
No, I don't.
This is Four Seasons IPA.
Wow.
By Voodoo Brewery.
Well then, I'm sorry I rated it so highly. I meant to give it a 3. No, I'm just kidding. I like it.
This brewery, Voodoo Brewery, is out of Meadville, Pennsylvania. Yep.
Hmm.
And let me see if I can find the alcohol content on this. I can't find it. It has not given us an alcohol content on that. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Four Seasons IPA, though. It's not bad, like we talked about, but the interesting thing is, I would not peg it for just an IPA.
Yeah, me neither.
I would definitely peg it somewhere in, like, the double IPA area. Maybe an Imperial. Mm-hmm. Maybe an Imperial IPA. Because it's got, like, kind of the more syrupiness that you would usually get from, like, an Imperial or a
double. Should we read the beer description on the label?
Yeah, go ahead.
Four Seasons IPA is a series that we are starting. That's a good way to start the paragraph. We feel that one IPA is not enough, so we are doing 4. Each season there will be a different style and flavor profile. Four Seasons will evolve, as do the seasons, from earthy to and malty to citrusy and crisp. We will select the hop and malt profile to fit what we like when we like it. This way, we can keep drinking IPA and not get bored with one only. God, this is written horribly. In Pennsylvania, we have Four Seasons and Sons. Now we can enjoy them even more. That was horrible.
Maybe they need a better
editor. Yeah, they need an editor for their labels.
A better copy editor for that one.
But the funny thing is, it says it's Four Seasons IPA, Which effing season is it? I'm assuming it's summer, but it doesn't say.
Well, is this an IPA for every season, maybe?
No, there's going to be four different ones
for each season. Oh, they're doing one for each. Okay, I zoned out.
So, obviously, you completely missed the description of the beer.
I zoned out.
I'm assuming this is summer, because the picture on the front has people in a boat. Although it looks really dark and foggy, so I'm assuming it's summer, but it's a really bad day in the summer.
Is it summer in the bayou?
Look at the label.
It does look like it is very foggy.
Like, it looks like it's in like a rainstorm or something.
No, it looks like it's summer in the bayou.
Yeah, even though it's PA, I don't think PA has like bayous.
Gator folks.
So, good beer, work on your label, because it makes no damn sense.
I mean, it's a solid beer. It is a solid beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not bad.
I liked it, but again, I should not have rated it that high, because it wasn't mine.
Dang, nabbit. Well, since we have a little bit of time before we need to be jumping into the mystery beers, I wanted to bring up two news-related things about beer that my beer mom news. Had actually forwarded to me. Mm-hmm. She forwards me a lot of cool beer-related articles. One of them was about the effects of drinking beer on your brain. And they found out that drinking beer releases dopamine in your brain, which is, if anyone knows, dopamine is a chemical that makes you feel happy, jovial, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that it doesn't actually have anything to do with the alcohol content. So they don't know why in particular, but for some reason it actually releases dopamine.
That's weird.
In your brain.
Alcohol is a depressant.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe that's the thing. Like, well, they're saying it doesn't have to do with the alcohol, so therefore...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Gotcha. I don't know. Maybe it's the hops. Who knows?
Maybe.
Hops are closely related to cannabis.
I have never really been... I've never experienced the depressant side of alcohol, really. Maybe like a handful of times, but like not any regularly. You know what I mean? Like, usually when I get drunk, I'm a happy-go-lucky, slappy-time fun guy, you know?
I had a few times in college where I experienced that.
Really?
Yeah. But which is weird because you'd think you're gonna be happy all the time in college when you're partying, but
yeah. Yeah.
Those were the days when I would get hammered, which I don't really do that anymore. It's just kinda, you know, if I drink beers, usually I'm having one or two and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I drink frequently, as in like I'll drink numerous times during a week, but I only have one or two beers.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, sometimes, as we've started, Rebecca and I started recently just doing half a beer each.
Yeah.
We'll take a 12-ounce beer and split it.
I wish I could do that. That's
just a flavor.
That's the main reason I don't drink beer much, because I'd have to drink a whole one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't want
to... Oh, because your wife won't split with you. No, she's not big into beer.
She doesn't like beer. And see,
that's tough.
Pregnant.
Oh, well, that too. Yes, she's pregnant. I forgot about that aspect. That's an important one.
Yeah, that's important. But, yeah, I don't want a whole beer. It's filling. It's just, it's too much.
It can be.
That's why I like having a little whiskey drink. Just a little.
Honestly, what Rebecca and I found is that after a tough day of work, or, I mean, really any day of work, just having, like, 6 ounces of beer is nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to do anything to you. It's just a nice little flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
And, obviously, per the research, it releases dopamine
in your brain. It makes you happy.
Makes you real happy. Yay! The other article-related thing I wanted to bring up real quick was that they've done a study and have found out that for some reason, also unknown particularly why, they found out that mosquitoes are more likely to drink to bite beer drinkers than non-beer drinkers.
That's weird.
I mean, I guess maybe mosquitoes have good taste,
too. Devoured by mosquitoes.
Do you? Because you're a beer drinker.
I have a mosquito bite right there.
Now, my wife has the worst of it because she is, her blood type is O, and O is, like, mosquitoes go crazy over O, apparently, and she's a beer drinker, so she goes outside and it's just like the mosquitoes just dive bomb at her, they're like, oh, mine, so.
They annihilate me. I go out to take the trash out and I get 3 mosquito bites. I'm outside for, like, 15 seconds. That's terrible. I don't know where, they're just waiting for me. Really? I hate it.
This guy had a nice beer today. Mm-hmm. Go bite him.
Oh, bite him. Go and drink his blood.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I wanted to go through on that. So guess it's what time it is.
It's time to drink more.
Mystery beers.
Mystery beer.
Like a flaming guitar solo. Hammering on that thing.
You got to right. get the whammy bar in there.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So A. Retarded. It's a little dark in here. I'm gonna turn the light on.
Yeah.
But you start describing.
Very similar in color to some of the other ones we've had. A pumpkin kind of color, a little orange, a little amber. We're getting a lot of similar colors here.
Yeah. These lighter. Two. A and B look alike.
Yeah.
Kind of close.
I'd say B is more reddish, but
I'd say B actually looks like iced tea.
Yes, it does. It looks exactly like iced tea, actually.
And A is a little more light, more orangey.
Orangey. Yeah. A little bit of lacing. Very white head. Kind of big bubbles, actually, so I don't really know. That might be indicative of high alcohol content.
Smelling this beer, and I'm not smelling a whole lot.
Uh-oh.
Smelling a little bit of hops.
Oh, yeah. It smells like...
God, this is a little crap. Hop.
It smells like overcooked vegetables.
What does it smell like? There's a little... It's a little piney feet. To me.
Like, I'm getting all kinds of bad smells.
I get a little bit of pine. Overcooked
asparagus.
A little bit of that pine, that alfalfa-y-ness. But...
Ugh, I hate this. This smells terrible.
This isn't a good scent.
No. I'm not a fan.
This is one of those instances where I'm like, I hope it does not taste like it smells.
Ugh, this is going to be
usually
bad.
It's the other way around. We're like, oh man, amazing aroma. And then we taste it, we're like, oh, terrible taste.
All right. I don't even want to smell it anymore.
I'm getting a tad bit of citrusy hoppiness. It smells like feet to me.
I cannot shake. It smells like the bathroom at my grandmom's place. And that always smelled weird.
Are there Werther's originals in that bathroom?
No. But it always smelled really odd in that bathroom when I was a kid growing up.
And the beer encapsulates all that.
Yes, that's exactly... And my mind shot to that. You know?
Probably like, could be so good for you,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, that sense memory link, that thing. Oh, ugh. Gosh.
Whew. All right, well, let's just go ahead and try this one.
I'm drinking Grandma's Stockings. Here we go.
What?
Whoa. Mm. That tastes nothing like it smells. But that might not be a good thing.
That is an odd flavor.
I get like a little charcoal in there. A little salt. There's some salt in there for me.
Yes, there's a bit of saltiness to it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cleanse my palate with water.
It's got a nice carbonation level, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I think the carbonation's pretty much spot on for me.
It does. I don't get much in the flavor. There's like a quick burst of flavor, and that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's limp in my mouth, and there's just nothing.
I get a little bit of like, and this is also going to sound weird, I get some cheese in here. It seems like this beer would pair wonderfully with like really sharp cheddar or something like that.
I could agree with that. I think it could go well with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Or like some sort of like orange chicken or something like that, I think it would pair really well with. It's not bad. I kind of like it. After that nose, I was expecting death, but it's not that bad. There's no outstanding quality to it,
right.
But it's very clean, I think. It's got a nice
it's
carbonation
kinda
like
level. Neutral-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which might be exactly what some people are looking for, so I don't think we should knock it for being neutral, necessarily.
Well, I'm not going to rate it well because of that.
It even has a decent body.
Eh, I don't know.
I mean, yes, there aren't any outstanding characteristics, but I think what this brewer was trying to do, he did. He accomplished it. I think he was trying to brew a beer like this.
We'll see. Because if this is supposed to be some sort of like IPA or something.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
Or like a... It feels to me like it's supposed to be some kind of like red IPA or something like that. And it's just not...
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Not hitting it.
I mean, whatever he's doing for the nose, whoever made this... Please stop doing that immediately, because it smells like my grandmother's stockings. It is horrible.
Quit it.
I'm not offended by that taste. That's not bad.
The more I drink it, the more I'm, like, just okay with it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, I'm enjoying this. I'm like, it's there.
It also reminds me of, like,
offended.
A Yingling Light kind of thing, but better.
Yeah.
It might be Fat Tire or something like that, because people, I know how they wax poetic about it, that crap.
Tastes nothing like Fat Tire. This is actually better than Fat Tire, kind of.
Yeah.
Fat Tire sucks.
It does.
All right, let's go to the beer that looks like iced tea.
Yes, we have the tea beer.
Or also looks like overwatered Coca-Cola.
Yes, it does. There's not enough syrup. Lacing. a fine carbonation. Again, a white head. We're getting a lot of white-headed beers. There's no tan. There's no nothing. It's pretty white.
Are you going to town with the smell of this?
And oh, my God. What the hell?
This is weird.
This one really smells weird. Like hay. I get a lot of the same things. I get, like...
There's hay in there.
Mossy, mushroom kind of smell.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I get a little bit of dog shit. And I'm not joking. I am not joking.
But that's a good scent?
Kinda. I'm not gonna lie that when I bend down to pick up after my dog, sometimes I get a little sniff.
You were talking about Oh god. You were talking about like a cheese type flavor on the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Scent.
Yeah.
Cheese scent in this, like.
Yeah.
Like some sort it's of like weird. Funky
yeah, it's
funky. Cheese that has ash, like vegetable ash in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love like that. Ashy cheese. That's good stuff.
I love ashy cheese. That's mainly what I get out of this.
This is really interesting. I'm either going to love this or hate it.
It's weird, and it's like a nasty funk.
Yeah. It's the color of iced tea. What is this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this like a witch's brew or a bitch's brew for that matter?
All I get is like that funky cheese smell, and like it's confusing. Makes me want to do the funky
chicken.
It's confusing because like I like that smell when I know it's cheese, but when it's beer, like I don't know what I'm supposed to feel.
I even get like I get a lot of like a Salisbury steak, kind of like Worcestershire sauce is coming through a little bit.
I agree.
Which I would expect that for a darker beer, but a beer the color of iced tea with that
is
a little confusing.
All right, well, let's taste
this. This might be a Rausch beer or something.
Let's unveil the mystery.
Oh, no.
That tastes like cheese. Kind of. It's a little salty.
It tastes a lot like A. Honestly, I feel like A and B are the same beer with slightly different profiles.
It tastes like funky cheese.
It tastes like cheese.
I love funky cheese.
I don't think the body on this one is as nice. It's a little bit thinner. I wouldn't say it's watery necessarily. I just feel like it should have a little bit more presence on your tongue. It's got a touch, just a hair of syrupiness to it, which I kind of like. It's a weird thing. It tastes like cheese. These are two very odd beers.
I can't do this. Uh-huh. That it's like funky cheese with vegetable ash, and I can't drink that flavor. Yeah. I know what you mean. And it's got a metallic aftertaste.
Yes.
It has a metallic aftertaste. Like when you get a flu shot and you get that metallic-y flavor in your mouth, it is just like that.
I was thinking when you pop the bottle cap off and immediately sip out of the bottle, you get that like metallic kind of...
That too.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I agree. I like it at first, but once it sits on your tongue, it goes downhill quick.
Going back to A is much better now. It just kind of like... In comparison, it's much better. It just kind of like soothes my palate a little bit more because it's pretty neutral.
The cheese aroma on A is like... Rapid fire now, though. It smells like Cheez-Its. It smells like Cheez-Its.
I'm not getting it as much on A, but B is just like it.
I smell a lot on
B. Maybe it's my cheese. Like,
what the hell? Did she dunk these in cheese water or something?
Maybe they do a dry hopping with hops and cheese at the end. That's possible. Who knows? A lot of crazy stuff these days, and if they're doing it, it's probably Dogfish Head.
I'm really confused by these.
Yeah, I'm confused too, but I kind of feel
confusion usually leads to bad ratings.
Yeah, I know where I gotta go. I do. Yeah, I do.
Oof. If it wasn't for that, honestly for me, if it wasn't for the finish of B, I'd rate it higher. I would rate it higher.
I mean, I was already resolved.
I mean, higher than A. It would be the winner for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I do like the flavor of it.
Well, let's move on to the ratings then. Do you want me to go first, or do you want to... Yeah. Okay, I'm giving A 2. I'm feeling... Okay, go ahead. I'll say if I'm right.
3?
Yeah. I thought you were going to go 3. Are you going 3?
Yeah.
Yep. So, 2.5 for A. And B, 1 for me. Just because the cheese, I just can't do it. I can't.
I'm actually, now that I thought about it more, since I like the flavor of B more than A, but I like the body and the finish of A more than B, I'm going to give it also. Give it 3.
Okay.
They both get 3s. It's a wash for me.
All right. So, A with an average of 2.5 and B with an average of 2.
Neither of them, they both have to go, kind of go back to the drawing board, though. There's
yeah.
a lot to work on here.
I will say that, gross to be.
Gross?
Just gross. I mean, it's, I don't know. I just can't do it. Like I said, like, that kind of flavor and that scent, like, it's fine for cheese, but it's just, it's too much for me when you're drinking it.
Yes.
It's just, certain things just don't, they're not good, and that's just not gonna fly.
I'm very curious to see what these...
So neither of these, obviously, are threatening Bear Republic's Racer 5 IPA. But B is the clear loser with an average of 2, so we will reveal it. And it has a note with B before we revealed it. It is new at the liquor store. And when Rebecca picked it up, she said that the cashier said, "This is her new favorite beer."
This is our new favorite beer?
No, it's her the cashier's.
Oh, the cashier.
It's her new favorite beer.
Wow.
Like, so...
I'm sorry, cashier.
I don't know what that says about this person.
She likes cheese.
So, B is... nothing I've ever seen before. It's called Fair Shake APA. It's an American Pale Ale by Public Works Ale.
That is too much to swallow.
Where are they out of? I'm trying to figure this out. They are out of Baltimore, actually.
Wow.
This is a new... This must be like a new upstart brewery out of Baltimore. Public Works Ale.
Baltimore cheese beer.
Ugh, God, that's a bad beer. 5.25% ABV.
That's a pale ale?
I don't
no,
like it.
That is not a... Let me call them up right now. This is not a pale ale.
No.
I don't know what an American pale ale is supposed to be, but that's not it.
Apparently it's cheese.
Yes.
They say on the bottle, "At Public Works Ale, brewing beer is a labor of love. From the finest details to the big picture, we do it right because it just makes good sense to do it that way and because we know what it means to sit down at the end of the day and enjoy a damn fine beer."
This
is not a damn fine beer, so adjust your palate. It also says, under American Pale Ale, it says, "Delicate but well-pronounced flavors cooperate in perfect proportion. Be seated and enjoy." No.
Nope.
Striking out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You fail at that whole description, beer man.
Yep. But let's reveal A, which is the winner of the episode with 2.5 average. A is, Trogs Brewing Company's Hopback Amber Ale. Now I'm kind of sad.
Just talking about that last episode.
I've typically really liked Hopback, but... It's been a long time since I've had it.
Hey, I said that it was very balanced, and
he did.
I think it strove to be like what the brewer intended.
Well, I think that's
it's just not what I'm...
It's a fair
assessment. It's a balanced beer. It's just not what I'm into. You know?
It is, and like I said, it's pretty neutral.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a bit of hops. I mean, honestly, for the style, being an amber ale... If I knew that
it's
was an amber
hoppy.
Ale, I would say impressive for an amber.
Yeah.
Because ambers are really like...
Yeah.
You know, I say
they're
like
done.
Brown ales
they're
are throwaway styles. Ambers are beyond
even
throwaway.
Even more so.
That's just
ambers
like,
are just... Why even bother?
Yeah, so... But, hey, that was interesting. Eye-opening. Once again, it's tough to taste blind.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know the style, then...
it's so different.
Yeah, it really
it
is.
Sway you. And that's why we don't. That's why we do it blind. We have no idea what the heck this is in our glass.
Just make it as brutal as possible.
Until we smell it and taste it.
Well, I think this has been a educating episode.
Yes.
We will see you guys next week. Well, hear you guys. Well, you'll hear us next week. I think the beers are getting to me a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much for listening. Just some plugs real fast. You know, go to brutalbattle.com. Send us emails, anything you want to say, anything you want answered, whatever, at brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. Check us out also on Stitcher, on iTunes, on daggerpress.com. Also, I feel like there's one other thing. You can follow us on Twitter, @brutalbattle, and I'm Carlin @brutalbattle.
Mm.
And I am also active on Untappd if anyone else is on there. So
that's a lot of lungs.
Oh, God, it's a lot. I'm out of breath.
I know. Jesus.
I need to go sip a little bit on one of these beers then.
Yeah, cheese beer all the way.
Peace.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.